This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, welcome to Remarkable Results Radio. I'm your host, Carm Capriotto, with a mission to advance the aftermarket through the best podcasts ever. Now, each week, our podcasts include the Town Hall Academy, Aftermarket Weekly, Carmcasts, and the launch of the Aftermarket Radio Network with Matt Fonslow, Chris Cotton, and Bob Greenwood. Some of the best aftermarket podcasts anywhere. Now, I know you know this, but it never hurts to remind you that the best way to influence change is to take action. Are you involved in an association? Are you an advisor for an educational organization like high school or college? Now, please consider participating because I know they need your help and your help is needed. At APEX 2021, I caught up with the new leadership team at ASECA, the Automotive Service Councils of California. Now, I've known so many industry leaders who make ASECA a great organization. I have the incoming and the outgoing president to talk about the future and a wide perspective on the power and the value of association membership. Remember, great things happen when we work together, and my panel of ASECA members are here to encourage you to get involved. Hey, thanks to our partner Napa for providing you this episode. You know, recognize the power of being locally owned, nationally known with Napa Auto Care co-branding. Members who have completed a co-branding project see an average of 23% increase in repair orders. Now, Napa Auto Care backs you with a 50% co-op on approved projects. Speak to your Napa representative today. Remember, as you elevate yourself, so goes your organization. Hey, warm welcome to a great team from California. It's really kind of cool. The promotional director of ASECA hammered me at dinner last night, actually put me in a corner, and his name is Rocky Kaminian. And if anybody knows the larger-than-life Rocky, the Santa Claus of ASECA, he says, you know, there's going to be a change in the officerships of ASECA, and your friend Carolyn is becoming president. And I said, so what can I do for you? So we're here. I want to introduce Carolyn Coquelette, Luscious Garage, CEO of Shopware, incoming president.
That's correct.
How you doing?
If you want something done, give it to a busy person. Yeah. That's what ASCCA said.
Exactly right. Yeah. Oh, my. And you supported the industry. How long have you been part of ASCCA?
I joined in 2014, and actually... Actually, no, maybe it was 2013. But anyway, I kind of crawled out of my, from under my rock around that time. That was when I was starting Shopware and I was joining associations. Rocky actually pinged me and said, why don't you come do a presentation at Chapter 48, which was amazing. And I think I was a member, though, before that. And that's when we became a sponsor. Shopware was sponsoring ASCCA back then.
And the rest is history. Mm-hmm. Now, you basically... join in any association, you join at what? At the secretary, treasurer, or the VP level?
No, you don't just become a member, but yeah, we do.
But are you voluntold? Is that how that works?
Voluntold.
I mean, so if we're talking about my journey, the opportunity to get involved at the state level actually came through the Connected Cars Committee.
Right. Yeah.
So Dave Kusa was, I think, becoming president.
Yes.
And he reached out to me and said, hey, I think you'd be a great person to lead that committee, and by the way, I want you on the board too. And that worked out. I didn't really know what I was getting into. I turned out to be great. I would recommend it to anyone if you should
Absolutely.
Participate at the board level. We have some people inside the association. We have a very lively group of members inside of ASCCA.
Yes, we do.
And that just goes hand in hand with being a shop owner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're all very strong-willed, opinionated people.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of those members has complained that we have too much dead wood on the board level. And I'm like, you know, open the door, bring anybody in. Anyone is welcome to come and join and participate and be a part of what we're doing there. Yeah, we're excited to meet new, younger shop owners that are joining this industry and bringing a lot of, you know, fresh blood and new ideas and hoping to, you know, actually follow some of those new ideas in the incoming year.
I've interviewed a few of your young, new members, and they are on fire. They're smart. And anytime you get a millennial that wants to commit to being in an association, because I think it's kind of new to them, then it's a good thing, because like you're trying to always seed your business with new technicians and bright young people,
yep.
It has to happen in associations also. I'd also like to introduce Rory Balmer from Twin Peaks Auto Service, Twin Peaks, California, the outgoing, or what is it, past president? What's the real title here?
Current president right now, and Carolyn will be taking over in a couple months.
You really want to do another year, don't you?
I want to do another year as immediate past president. I will be very involved with Carolyn. We've had lots of great conversations about how we'll be working together in the next year, and it's going to be something that's very exciting, and I think something that will really move our association forward.
Cool. Great. And I didn't introduce Rocky. I dropped his name earlier. From Bimmer and Benz, Costa Mesa, California.
The Santa Claus of ASCCA. I love that.
2018 past president and public relations director.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And before we turn on the microphone, he did his best Barry White.
Well, I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
This is a great association, and we want more involvement. We want fresh ideas, young, involvement and fresh ideas. So we appreciate your input on this, too.
Thank you so much.
You.
When I think of California, I think of the state with the most laws per minute. And then when I think about how you business people have to contend with it, massage into it, try to make it work, as you scratch your head every night going home saying, what's going on?
It's 2,200 legislatives that go through, or they actually present it, and about 900 or so just pass.
So think about the power of an association like ASCCA,
yes,
having a seat at the table when they're trying to, put this industry, especially within California, in a vice, and doing things to you guys from a business management perspective, an HR perspective, an environmental perspective. You got a strong enough voice there?
Well, it's what got me involved with the association as I was up there in my little mountain community and seeing all this stuff come through and all these laws, new laws and regulations, and I was complaining about it, and I finally said, if I'm going to complain about it, I better get involved with some organization that I can do something and make changes. And, I just felt like I didn't have any right to complain anymore if I wasn't willing to step up to the plate and try and make change. And I looked at ASCCA being such a leading organization in California since 1940 in this area, so I wanted to get involved, and I wanted to get up to the state level. I got involved in our chapter first. Then I was asked to come up into a team weekend, which I recommend to anyone that wants to see how this organization, this association works. And I went up there, and I was amazed with what this association has been able to do over the years. So that only got me that much more involved, and that's what really led me to the path of where I'm at as current president.
I've been involved in associations like yours, been president, past president. I got the gavel plaque on the wall, right? And so it took me to go to a meeting as a innocent or interested bystander as to what's going on to get hooked on the value of associations. No doubt you guys want to work hard in growing your membership, Carolyn.
Yeah, the component that you're touching on there as far as advocacy in Sacramento on behalf of independent shop owners, there's a level of distraction where associations are talking about a lot of different things. And when people are thinking about, why should I participate? Do I want a uniform discount? Do I want blah, blah? You forget that the core purpose of the association is to unite shop owners and give them voice, specifically in Sacramento, on state level, and make sure that our interests are considered alongside consumer interests. And ASCCA has been around for 80 years, 81 now, and has a tremendous reputation in Sacramento. I mean, we sit at the table during bar meetings, and our legal lobbyist, Jack Molodonoff, participates in all sorts of different legal activities that are going on in Sacramento and brings that information back to our Government Affairs Committee and ultimately to members. And so I'm amazed constantly at the level of professionalism and you know, just productivity that we have at the state level. And we've done many things to be able to protect the interests of shops. So this is why you need to sign up, and this is why you need to put your name, you know, on the list of folks that, you know, are supporting what ASCCA is talking about. So as far as new members are concerned, like, for me, I've had this conversation with folks at ASA, at Milwaukee, et cetera. Like, what, you know, how do you sell association participation? And my attitude is, you know, just do the right thing. If you're a business owner, you should participate in an association, period. Because that association is ultimately looking out for your best interests in a way that you can individually. Really simplifying and clarifying that message, which is sign up, put your name on the list, be a part of the group, is sort of what I'm driving at next year. And we are working on simplifying the ways that we can get folks to sign up for the association and participate. All associations, not just automotive associations, but all these different social networks that we've had in the past are struggling because of the internet and isolation and people just, you know, not needing necessarily to go to their Lions Club or Rotary or whatever to be able to see people and interact with people. And we've learned now through our experiences on Facebook and so on and so forth that those relationships just aren't as substantive and aren't as satisfying as actual engagement with real live human beings. The opportunity here to kind of reset the message and talk to folks and say, we're going to make this as easy as possible for you. Sign up, be a part of it, learn more about what's happening outside of the four walls of your shop. And obviously anyone who is here at CMA or Apex has already sort of discovered that, right? They're here. They already know that there's so much going on in the industry outside of the four walls of their shop and how much that impacts their business.
Carolyn is 100% correct. I think that we need to create a situation where we welcome any shop owner to our association in a way that they could understand and see the messages that we're sending out a lot more clearly. And then, you know, if they desire to elevate themselves into a different level, then they're welcome to do that. But we do want them to be part of our association in any way possible.
Isn't it so true, though, you can get one new, if you will, member who's virgin to any meetings that you've had, conferences? Don't they get hooked? I mean, that happened to me. Rory, did that happen to you? You said it happened to you.
Yep. Absolutely, yeah. The first time I went to Team Weekend in Sacramento, it totally clicked for me. I got what the association was doing, how important that was for our industry, and how that is going to move us forward. You know, like Carolyn was talking about with Rotary clubs and stuff, I think everyone's having membership issues. But for this industry and what we're, the time we're going into and the change that we're experiencing, I don't think there's any time that's been more important to be involved in an association like ASCCA. I think this is the most important time to be a part of an association where you can share ideas with other shop owners. When I first became a member, I was so excited. I got all the other shops in our area to join. And it changed the whole culture of the way we did business in the mountain, because now we're all sharing ideas, working together, going to meetings together, whereas before we felt like we had to be more competitive. Now we're more cooperative. And what it's done is that, you know, the area that I focus on, which is advanced level diagnostics and smog emission issues and that sort of thing, the other shops up there don't like to do, so they're sending me that work. There's other work that we don't do. We don't do, you know, engine rebuilding, transmission rebuilding, and we're sending stuff to other shops. And really, it's better for the consumer, too, because we're feeling good about sending the people to who's the best on the mountain, the shop that's the best at doing that. And our customers come back to me and say, you know, I feel really good about coming to your shop first because we know you'll send us to the right place if that's not you. But you guys do great work. We want to do as much as we can with you. And I'm sure the other shop owners have the same kind of experience. So it's not that we're losing customers. We're just building a much better environment for all of us to do work in.
We talk so much about dragging the friend or the competitor down the road, going having coffee and bring them on board and realize that we're really not competitors.
Yes.
And there's all, and we don't want to talk about the reasons because I've done enough shows about it. But you set up on the mountain. So how many on top of the mountain, 5, 6, 10 shops that you got involved?
Right in that number.
Okay.
About 10. That's a majority of the shops up there.
And think about any community, any little suburban community. There's 10 really decent shops that you want to know about, and they still continue to look at each other as competitors.
Actually, if I can interject here, the core purpose of this association is to elevate and unite automotive professionals and give them voice. We want to enhance that to a point where any shop owner, whether or not they're doing good, they're doing bad, whatever it is, actually the bad ones are better for us because we get to enlighten them of why they're not being successful. What is it that they're doing that is not? So basically we're promoting the idea of elevating the whole industry by getting them involved. And that's the intent of this association. That's why we do what we do. And that's why we need, just like Carolyn mentioned, everybody else's help to do it. Because if we raise everybody up, everybody in this room, that is huge room here, is going to benefit. It's just, there's no other way around it.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, Carolyn explains a new freemium membership that they'll be launching in the future. Hey, it's Carm, and I'm back to talk Napa Auto Care and Auto Tech Training. Now, as a repair shop owner, you know technical training is essential in the ever-changing world of automotive technology. Or as one auto care owner put it, train or you'll phase yourself right out of business. Thanks to Napa Auto Tech, technicians can keep their skills sharp and their Napa know-how up to date by attending hands-on classroom-style training for almost every vehicle make and model. You can choose from classes in diagnostics, heating and cooling, electrical, electronics, brake systems, ignition and fuel systems, plus a whole lot more. Napa Auto Tech is the highest quality training the industry has to offer, and it's presented by experienced instructors who are ASE Master Certified technicians. Now, some have owned their own shops, and they all have a detailed automotive background. The trainers consistently receive excellent ratings from the technicians who attend. Even after the class is over, techs can access course information online with ClassPass. So when questions come up later, they can use ClassPass to get the answers 24/7 from any computer with an internet connection. Now, what's more, Napa Auto Tech has been accredited by ASE's Continuing Automotive Service Education Program, reviewed against industry standards, and approved by peers. Don't just take my word for it. Auto Care Center owners who have taken advantage of Auto Tech training say that well-trained technicians are helping to increase their shop's repair capability and raise bay productivity. Now that results in fewer comebacks, more satisfied shop customers, and reduced technician turnover. It's hard to beat that. Your servicing Napa store can tell you even more about the benefits of Auto Tech training, plus the many other reasons to become part of the Napa family with over 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers from coast to coast, making it the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country.
Let me ask you about retention. Mm-hmm. Do you lose a lot of members a year? I mean, maybe COVID has been an interesting and different year, but do you lose many? And do you need a retention effort?
Well, that's a very controversial topic. And I have a proposal that I'm sort of working through with the association leadership currently for next year. We haven't finalized it. We talked about it a little bit at last team weekend. So, you know, spoiler alert, it's basically a freemium model where we can get folks to join without having to pay dues. And the issue isn't so much whether or not shops can afford to pay. They obviously can. You know, shops make a lot of money and the amount of dues is trivial compared to the total amount of money you're making in a year. But it introduces this idea of this like value proposition, which is missing the point. It's not, what does the association do for you? It's what do you do for the association?
Exactly.
and it's the sum of its parts, right? So the fewer people that participate, the less we can accomplish, period. So you're actually creating your own reality. When you join an association, you are effectively creating more opportunity for yourself. Anyway, so the freemium model is an opportunity not only to lower the barrier to entry and help folks get introduced to what the association is doing, but it also gives folks that have had some disruption in their business or retiring or whatever to continue to participate without having to necessarily, you know, sign a check. So we're excited to, you know, when we look at folks that drop ASCCA, like 75% of the folks leave for basically non-payment of dues, which has to do somewhat with how well we can chase people down and really identify what their decision was. Like, what really motivated you? What changed your mind about participating in ASCCA? And you know, frankly, associations don't have full-fledged, you know, marketing and account management departments the same way that, like, software companies do and so forth. So just the amount of resources to try and get those answers is really hard. But if we make it easier for folks to just maintain their membership and participation, we're going to maintain a lot of our members, period. So that's a strategy that we're looking to unlock.
I love the word freemium.
Yeah.
It is smart, and I'm sitting here, it's just cycling around my head. Without telling me what it is, I would imagine that if somebody comes in for free dues this year, they would pay a little bit more year two, and it would slowly get up to the rates after so many years.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is once you're engaged with the association, you understand why you want to pay dues and participate in chapters.
And by the way, thanks for coming for all the cool discounts and the healthcare thing.
Sure.
But the buck stops right there. You need to join a committee, or you need to do this.
You need to just sign up.
Yeah.
Sign up, get involved, period. You'll figure out what you want to do later. Like, there's so much going on inside of this association and in the industry, right? And that's the idea. Like, get out from within your own four walls, open your eyes, learn more about what's going on out there. And that actually becomes a pathway for people to know where they want to go in their career, right? Because being a shop owner is something that you can master in, you know, 5-10 years. But then what do you do after that? You show up, you close the door to your office, you know, you check Facebook, you kind of just... You know, maybe you whip some technicians because they didn't do enough, you know, production last week or whatever the case may be. This is why people join management groups. This is why people come to these types of events, right? They want to just start to broaden their minds in terms of what else is going on out there and what they want to pursue and what they can do to contribute, right? This industry is itself a sum of its parts. We're the folks that are up in front of the room, right? We've created all of our own success, both in terms of teaching ourselves how to fix the cars. We continue to teach ourselves how to fix the cars, but also how to run our businesses, how to provide innovation. You know, there's all sorts of different aspects where the people who are in the business are also creating the business. We are excited to be able to meet more shop owners. There's a transition going on inside of this industry, which is really exciting. And the folks that don't want to be in business, that don't want to learn how to calibrate ADAS and don't want to deal with, you know, advanced diagnostics, they're deciding to kind of hang up their spurs and maybe sell to somebody else that wants to open multiple locations or whatever. And those are the folks we're really excited to be able to support.
Is the pressure going to be so great in the next, say, 3 years that people are just going to walk away? Or, again, as you say, sell a location that has value?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is like the introduction of disc brakes, the introduction of fuel injection, but much bigger.
Points and condensers, carburetors to injection, you know? It's exactly like that. It's the next level, right? The next thing that we need to be doing. There is money to be made in any of these.
Oh, boy.
And that's the incentive, right? But in order to get up there to where, with that level, this association can help you if you join and become part of the association. There are so many shop owners, or excuse me, leaders in this association that swear that they wouldn't have been able to make it if they weren't part of the association because of its camaraderie with other people, networking, and also getting themselves up, forcing themselves up to a point, levels that they weren't there before, and being able to open their horizon and make themselves think bigger and better. This association can provide that for you. At the same time, you're elevating your industry. I mean, what else? It's a no-brainer for me. I was sold a long time ago. Actually, I became a, just so you know, I became a board member the first day I attended a chapter meeting in Orange County. This was 2001. I actually became a board member the same night. They got me in, and I've never looked back. I'm very successful for that.
One of the really amazing benefits of being involved with a group like this is just what you've heard. Can you imagine if you have a bad day? I'm up in the mountains, you know, kind of feeling like I'm on my own island in auto repair, and I have a bad day. I have problems with customers. I have problems fixing cars or whatever, and I'm really down. And then I call Carolyn or Rocky or any other number of leaders in our association. And after the phone call, I'm laughing, and it's like it's a great day because I can see the light now. I can see the path forward. And that's one thing I was really missing up there, being, you know, kind of isolated up there and just going through whatever you go through in the everyday operation of a shop, which can be very difficult. But then having someone you can call and bounce an idea off of, or just get that inspiration to get like reset and the next day go into your shop and be innovative and make changes and have a smile on your face, other than going in the next day and just being like drugged down, oh no, here's another day. You have someone that can help you lead you forward to positive things and innovation in your business.
Amazing stuff, guys. Legislation, you talked about it a little bit. You're represented. Do too many people sit on the sidelines and says they'll handle it?
Yeah, it's like who's going to carry the bucket, right? Yeah. Us having this conversation with Jack Crawley, who's one of our former past presidents and friend of mine, and he was describing it that way, and that's exactly the way to say it. I mean, the reality is that I'm not going to stop. Rocky's not going to stop. Rory's not going to stop. You don't have to participate. We're going to do it.
A collective voice.
Why wouldn't you participate? I mean, it's rare that you appeal to someone based on do the right thing. It's not something, especially when you're talking business all the time, you don't talk about like do the right thing very often. And I think this is where, you know, like from a product perspective, Steve Jobs kind of thing, if someone doesn't use the product, if someone doesn't like the product, it's not the user's fault, it's the product's fault. I really believe in that. If it works, you'll use it. If it doesn't work, you won't. And so we've spent a lot of time kind of looking in the mirror and thinking, what's going on with ASCCA that it's difficult to participate or otherwise? And really, this is where we're getting back to, like, we've done some internal reworks around our technology that we use inside the association as far as how we have member signups, how we can manage accounts, like stuff that never gets surfaced. Sorry to be so off topic here, but
no,
we never talk about like the nitty gritty, like how the sausage gets made as far as association business. And actually a lot of the systems that we're using inside of our associations are really old. They're left over from the 90s. And
totally agree.
And so we're doing this now with ASCCA. Like ASCCA is kind of adapting and evolving and itself is kind of moving up to the next level. And one of those things is, again, lowering the barriers for people to participate. And assuming that there is no barrier, there's no excuse, then it's sign up, put your name on the list, be a part of it, because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do for the whole business, and it's the right thing to do for your business.
It sounds like we're having a board meeting.
Did I just make a board meeting?
Yes, you
out of
did.
This?
Yes. All in favor.
Oops.
All in favor.
Aye.
So, as you were talking about technology, I wrote down the word intimacy with the membership. What I was thinking about old technology, the first thing I thought about was texting. Now, I know you're sending emails to your members often and telling them what's going on. But the next time there's a chapter meeting, could you take that group and kind of blast them with some texts?
We really do.
And
it's a great idea.
And think about how, say there's 12 that come, but texting brought you 20. Because, you know, 3 hours before, oh, that's right, I was going to go to that meeting. Well, you gave them time. They thought about it, never told the family, never told the wife. But you give them time to say, oh, I was going to go to this meeting tonight, so I won't be home for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we're going to do one better. We're getting a new software in our association as far as dealing with the membership. And it's a very modern software. And actually, there's possibility that we're going to be adding an app to it where any member can download the app. Not only they get information and news and everything else, but also their chapter meetings, information, address. Click here, we'll take you there. Like, there's no excuse.
Right.
Hands-on type communication with the membership. And that'll probably be the ultimate level that we want to be on.
Are apps used a lot?
I do it all the time.
You do? You're an app guy?
I use apps all the time.
And how many apps do we have on our phone? Take it out and count, will you?
I have 200 and looks like 290 or something like that.
You were born.
I mean, it includes the operational app and all that, but.
So you know this stuff better than anybody here about texting and working with customers. Wouldn't you think, again, I love and appreciate apps, I get it. And if the app can crash through and give you that reminder, then that's a great app. But to me, texting needs to almost be the first experiment you do inside of a chapter to see how we can throw these 125 members in the Sacramento chapter, for example. Maybe you have an underperforming chapter that you say, ooh, let's try this and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, you make a very good point because we just were talking about this in our chapter 14, which is the Inland Empire. We previously were meeting at one location, one restaurant, every single month. And I think it got a little bit old and people got, it wasn't interesting.
The same old spaghetti dinner?
Exactly. So we decided, hey, let's start meeting at different shops and then bring in the food and see what they're doing. And we definitely got more interest that way after, now that we're meeting live again. But a lot of the older members were saying, hey, this doesn't work because people don't know. We can't keep switching because people won't know where to go because we did that 20 years ago and it didn't work and everyone fell off. And I'm like, we can text now, right? We can get the information out. Remember tonight, we're meeting here. It's not like 20 years ago where you didn't have the opportunity to be able to communicate so easily. And they're like, oh, yeah. So, we don't have to do everything we don't have to say it didn't work 20 years ago, so we don't try it again, right? We can retry it because now we have new technologies that can help us make things that may not have been successful 20 years ago. Now we might have a different outcome. So we have been doing that, and I think that people are just really a lot more interested about going to a different place than every month doing the same exact thing.
So is it breakfast meetings or dinner meetings?
Dinner.
Dinner.
For our chapter.
Your chapter dinner
14.
Works. I belong to a group in Buffalo, and we meet 6:15 in the morning at a Greek-type breakfast restaurant. And we had 25 last Thursday.
Nice.
And it was. And we experimented. We were starting to meet at shops, which is great. You could do a kind of a mini shop tour while you're there. But it is the greatest challenge to fit association membership duties in your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think that it's got to be the biggest thing to overcome. But again, like Rocky says, man, I went to my first one and I became a board member. Now, was it because they needed someone? You volunteered? You said, in order to make this really stick for me, I've got to come, I got to have a responsibility?
I have to be fair because I knew this was about the association before. I never had attended to the meetings, but I knew about them before. And the type of welcome that they had for me, that was extremely attractive. The fact that I went from my island and there was, wait a minute, there's a lot more people that I could talk to and have a conversation with right away. For me, it was a sold idea. And the fact that I can contribute towards the cause and towards the industry and become part of the solution, for me, that was part of what I wanted to do anyway. So this kind of, for me, it was like that. I think that, personally, I think that we need to ask everyone and give him the opportunity to be able to contribute And maybe, you know, maybe we don't, we're not kind of doing that as much as what we should be. But absolutely, that was what I did.
So here's another thought. You joined a board. You got to have a ton of committees inside of the organization. Not only chapter presidents and boards in the state board and committees. Maybe another strategy is to put someone and check the box, what committee would you like to be on? And who cares? I know if you have 20 people on a certain committee, but based on life, you may only have a dozen show up.
This is where we have a slippery slope where we're asking too much. Like, step one is just join.
Okay.
You don't have to be, you know, you'll find what interests you and you'll be drawn to it and you'll have an opportunity to engage. But I really want to lower the burden for folks. Oh, now I'm going to have to be on a committee. Oh, now I'm going to have to be on a board, blah, blah, blah. I mean, when folks are ready to engage with, you know, leadership opportunities and other kinds of things, that's when they're there, right? You know, and that's what's nice about the association is there's all different levels that you can participate. Anyway.
No, I don't stand corrected, but I appreciate and understand what you're saying.
You're right, though. I mean, when people start to volunteer, they have more sticky engagement.
And so maybe the strategy of the leadership team is give me the list of the people that have been with us a year and a half and really didn't do anything. Maybe we could they just deserve a phone call and says, how's it going? We have an opportunity. Would you be interested? So you're doing membership engagement recruiting.
It would be, someone explained it to me like this. A couple goes out to dinner, first date. They're having a great date, everything. They're really clicking and everything.
You're turning red.
And then half the way through, the guy says, well, this is going great. Would you like to marry me? I mean, that's going to like put a halt on everything, right? And that's how someone explained it to me, is like asking for too much right out the gate can be a problem.
No, I get it.
And there are some that would say yes right away, too.
Rocky's
right?
A love at first sight, ASCCA.
Yeah, you are.
He was hooked.
I always called Rocky bigger than life.
No, I'm an easy picking, that's why.
Hey, this was great. Thank you for coming, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You need more things to do.
You got something for me?
Yeah. CEO of Shopware. Incredible partner of the podcast. Thank you, sir. And Luscious Garage, you had a vision how many years ago?
For
hybrids, Luscious Garage. I mean,
that was 2007. Yeah,
2007. I mean,
yeah, 14 years ago.
Incredibly successful business.
We're actually in the process of changing it now. So we're gonna burn down that brand and create a new one, and we're gonna charge after Tesla, and we're gonna go figure out how to make money on EVs.
You've been hanging out with Scott too much.
That's right.
Good girl.
Yep.
Rocky Comedian, thank you for being here, pulling this together.
Thank you very much, Carmen. It's, you know, all the weight is on you, my friend. You're the one that brings everybody together, and so we can be heard somewhere else, and that's very valuable for us. Thank you.
I look at your association and the people that I've interviewed and the people that I know as, you know, one solid, incredible organization.
Thank
you. Big talent.
Thank
you. Big, smart people. I mean, I've never done a podcast with anybody there that wasn't peaked with all kinds of learning and great wisdom and knowledge. And Rory, you now get a chance to slow down, retire. Rory Brawlmer from Twin Peaks Auto.
I don't think I'll be slowing down anytime soon, but I do want to say what you're saying about our leadership is absolutely correct, and I would have been very apprehensive of taking on this role this year if we didn't have that. We have such a strong team that works together and solves problems that come out up in such a cohesive way. And even though there are really diverse ideas and people look at things a different way, everyone can bring that to the table and we hash it out. And at the end of the meeting, we come up with a really solid solution. I've just been so lucky this year to have the team that we have to work with.
What a collective effort. And we want to go on record. Rock, you can't call him at 10 o'clock at night anymore.
Yes, he can. He can call me anytime. He's been so supportive and so helpful on so many levels that I can't even tell you. what a joy it's been this year.
Rocky's like the turbo booster. For our,
He keeps us on track, that's for sure, right, Carolyn?
Yep.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Carm.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.